Every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. In a rich man I'd be if I had that kind of chips. Lately I wanna smack the mouths of these racists. Podrás imaginarte desde afuera ser un mexicano cruzando la frontera, pensando tu familia mientras que pasas, dejando todo lo que tú conoces atrás. Tuvieras tú que esquivar las balas de unos cuantos gringos rancheros. Le seguirás diciendo good for nothing, we're back. Si tuvieras tú que empezar de cero. Now why'd you look down the way your feet is planted? That you wear so well that makes you take shit for granted. If not for Santa Ana, just to let you know that where your feet are planted would be Mexico. Correcto!
Don't call me gringo, you fucking beaner. Stay on your side of that goddamn river. Don't call me gringo, you beaner. No
Roman, he has been a Mr. Puñetero. De sacar un susto por racista y culero. No me llames frijolero, pinche gringo puñetero.
Noticias. ¿Quién yo?
Pon en la tele que el país no está tan mal. Con Jorge Campos ganaremos el mundial. Yo no sé quién cree que ganar. La calle no está en la pantalla.
Miente mucho, no les creo nada. Miente mucho, no les creo nada.
Pon en la tele que empezó, no se iba a devaluar. Dice la radio.
Donde mires te encontrarás gente en la calle buscando cosas. me amas, que me extrañas, que no te creo nada, ingrata.
You're listening to Piñata Hour on SkipRootStudios.com with Lee and Frank LePaul. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9 here on SkipRootStudios.com. And now, here's your host, Lee.
I like how I introduce myself.
Yeah.
And this is Lee.
This is Lee.
I want to welcome everybody here to the Piñata Hour. This is your host, Lee, and I got Frank LePaul in the house.
How you doing?
How you doing, man? You look clean.
I had a fight with a razor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds, it looks like you went to a job a job interview.
You don't want to know. I was actually trimming my beard yesterday. No, yeah. Day before yesterday, and it just died out on me.
I almost shaved my beard last night.
I just trim it, man.
Yeah. It was, like, it was like 3 in the morning. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to shave it off.
That's a 3 in the morning thing.
Yeah, it's
that
a 3,
is
in,
a
the
3
morning.
In the morning. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Am I man enough if I do that?
Just keep rocking.
Hurry, I'm going to shave myself.
Just keep rocking the beard.
Who are you?
You're like looking in the mirror.
Yeah. What? Our listeners, if you guys are listening right now, if you hear those other two extra voices are John Carpenter. And also, his drummer. What's his name again?
Joey.
Joey.
Joey Albanese.
It's Jake.
Joey Albanese. Yeah.
You guys are missing one more person, right?
Yeah, they're
bass player.
Bass player.
Yes.
I guess?
Yeah. Yes. We have. We've been through. It's like Spinal Tap. We've been through about 26 of them in the last 5 years.
Right. So you guys. John Carpenter. That's your band. You put it together. Yeah, and you guys know.
Yeah, that's
John's name.
That's my God-given name.
Yeah.
Okay. Like God gave you the name?
He gave me the name, right?
People keep telling him to change it. I'm like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Like, we'd have to work harder for publicity. Like, oh, change your name to something that's not already known. Why would you do that?
It's true.
You know, people keep telling, oh, change it. Change the name.
There's a band called Franz Ferdinand. You guys ever?
Know? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, a band called Abe Vigoda. You know?
Yeah.
There's also a band around town now called Nicole Kidman.
No way.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There was another band that I heard. It was called Michaelo Bastidas.
I don't know. I don't know.
What else? Sting? I like The Police. I like Sting, too.
He's all right.
Yeah. He's all right, you think?
I could have sworn there was a band called Brian Eno. Isn't there like a one Brian Eno now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a band out there. In L.A., in the Echo Park, Silver Lake. Where are you guys from? Are you guys from L.A. here, too? Or?
From New Jersey.
Now we are. We're from Koreatown.
K-Town.
John, we both grew up in New Jersey, but we met in New York. You know, so
yeah, I grew up near the beach,
and I grew up in Northern Jersey. So,
all right.
But yeah, we're here now.
You guys met.
We've been playing together almost 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost about 6 years now.
Yeah.
How long you guys been in LA though? Living like
about three.
Three.
Yeah.
Is it 3 years now?
About three. I'm going pretty close to three. Yeah.
Do you guys play in the East Coast a lot? Play a couple shows there? And
no, we never. I mean, we never get back, really, right? We haven't been back to play or anything.
Yeah, we've been.
We've been here.
Been shipwrecked.
Yeah, we're kind of. John's kind of Gilligan, and I'm kind of the professor, and we're trying to figure it out.
Hey, buddy. But they like the weather.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Professionals,
nice, nice. Dude, secret. Keep it cold. Nice and secret here. Don't tell anybody on the East Coast.
Look like a game show host out here.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. The weather's amazing. Yeah, of course.
So what's going on with this? I'm sure you guys probably noticed, but there was this thing out there on the internet everywhere that there was going to be a blackout.
Boo-hoo,
a few things were not going to work.
Couldn't go to Wiki and look up, you know.
Airplanes were going to drop.
What
the
pound sign means. Or
But it didn't happen. I don't know.
I got through the day without it, you know.
Yeah.
So we thought maybe this would be shut down. We weren't sure.
No. This is like pirate internet.
There you go.
DIY. So.
Nice.
I didn't know if it was going to be rough outside the studio here. People protesting, like a, you know.
Yeah.
Like outside of clinic,
you know,
like
walking through a clinic.
Oh, man. Don't give him ideas now.
You know?
Spray painting, pipe bombs.
Right? Imagine.
Trying to get through like a picket line to get to the show and, yeah.
Shut down, piñata. Piñata sucks. Everybody sells piñatas. So yeah. They have to put the piñatas away. That's what it's getting to lately. You know?
Yeah. Well, we've become dependent, you know, with the internet and whatnot. I've managed to survive the early 90s without it. And the 80s. You know,
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to buy stuff now.
Yeah, he's like, what?
You know, like, oh, what's that CD? There it is on eBay. Yeah.
What do you guys influence when you put the music together? I mean, you're like, you're the drummer. Like, when you how long you been drumming?
You know, like a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
I like your style because I'm a left-handed.
Yeah, I'm left-handed. Drummer. People give me the whole left-handed thing.
And you move. You have your right on your.
Yeah, I mean, everything switched around.
Hi-hats on the right side.
Yeah. There's a couple of left-handed drummers. Phil Collins, you know, I like Phil Collins. I mean, as a drummer, I mean, I think he's great.
Yeah, he has a great timing.
He's got a great, you can always know it's him. He's got that sound, even in early Genesis. Mm. And
what about as a singer?
He's good, too.
Yeah, he's got a cool voice. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Sure.
I like the early Genesis with Gabriel. I thought they were really crazy.
He just needs a little bit more of hair.
Yeah. What are this other left-handed drummer? Ringo Starr is like a left-handed drummer.
Is he?
Yeah, but he plays right-handed. So that was his whole spiel. Like when you read interviews with him, he's like, I come off the kit, I go around the kit, and then my beat is broken because I lead with my left hand on a right-handed kit, and blah, blah, blah. So if anybody cares.
I forgot the name of the drummer from Matthew's band. He's also a left-handed.
Is he really?
I love, like, when he plays, it's just amazing how he plays. It's just like...
Yeah.
See, Joe, you're not alone out there.
Well.
No.
These guys are much, much, much better than I am. I am alone.
Yeah. Obama's a lefty.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know if he...
I write my checks that I send.
There you go.
Yeah, right. With my right, you know, when I wipe my ass with the right. So
cool.
I'm a righty.
John's left-handed, but plays guitar right-handed, right?
Yeah, I write lefty.
He's like,
I was taught guitar I guess what's considered the traditional way,
right?
Which is right.
So he's got a fast hand up the neck, baby.
So yeah, okay. So what are you? Do you have any influences?
Yeah. Go ahead, John. Tell me what you like.
Influences. I mean, I really fell in love with the Velvet Underground and Jimi Hendrix and
Bowie
and Echo and the Bunnymen and
Scott Walker and the Stranglers. And,
yeah, things like that.
You know, all the cool stuff.
Yeah. And Buddy Holly and
surf, like stuff. Surf rock. And
Buddy Holly, yeah.
Loved the Gun Club, you know. Yeah. Thought they were great. Mm.
A lot of rough, hazy guitar, you know. A lot of blues. I like a lot of blues music.
Yeah.
I was watching the...
Joy Division. Joy Division's like a big, big, you know.
Yeah,
influence.
It's like their own thing.
Yeah, we love them.
Would you, Frank, say that Joy Division is like their own?
They were ahead of their time as far as sound.
Yeah. They took a lot of the German. They took a lot of that German sound. And
well, after the lead singer died, they became like another gender, like another sound.
Yeah. Yeah, they switched names.
New Order,
They switched name from Victim to Persecutor. They went from Joy Division to New Order. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah, interesting. But yeah, they make it.
Their early stuff's pretty cool, New Order. I mean, I'm not a big, I don't follow them, you know, but the first couple of EPs were kind of dark. I thought it was cool.
So how do you think that here in Los Angeles is treating you? Like as far as, you know.
I'm having a great time out here.
Yeah,
we
fell into a good crowd out here. And. Yeah. Started playing a lot and met a lot of good people. Got some good recordings done.
Yeah, we got like a good album recorded and people liked it and they reviewed it and we were surprised because we didn't know anybody and then you know we met some people. That were
well, the recordings are just like I like it. Like it really sounds well. The drums, you know, I'm a drummer, so like sometimes we get picky like how they're.
Yeah, we got a great and we
really well done.
We got lucky.
And your voice, you have an amazing.
Thanks,
Lee. Voice, man.
We got a good engineer that's kind of like. The third part of the team.
Hey, where are you going with that? Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. This guy comes in.
We got gremlins. What's going on?
Who do you think he is?
Who is that?
Security guard, man.
Who is that?
No, that's Big Chain. He's over here hanging out.
Do whatever he wants.
But we have an engineer that we love. His name's Keith, and he's probably going to help us record another album. Probably. Right, John? Got another album coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, there's about 20 songs that I've written up, and
you know, we have to, 10 of them are an album, and then, you know, there's another 10 that'll, you know, we're going to put out a single soon, and then I'd probably do another EP, and then...
Like an album and an EP.
That kind of thing.
Or maybe just a set of singles instead of, like, an EP or something like that.
We had a busy first year out here. We put out the full-length album and EP, and
a single. We had a single on Mexican Summer called Seasons, which was a cool... cut.
Oh, Mexican Summer?
They're from New York, yeah.
You know, they have great...
hazy, psychedelic stuff. They like this one song that we had that was kind of trippy called
Seasons.
Who else
is in there? Who else is... Entrance Band?
Dungan? Dungan are on there?
Yeah, Dungan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Is Kurt Vile on that?
Maybe Kurt Vile is on it, yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor. Before they changed their name to whatever, the new name.
Hmm.
Washed Out or something like that. A lot of kind of trippy bands.
There weren't that many bands on that label when they put out our 45.
Yeah,
and it's grown quite a bit. You know, it's if you look at their roster now, it's like, I don't know, maybe 30 bands or something.
I was kind of surprised that they took us on. They liked the song. It's a little bit different from the other stuff.
No, well, it's good stuff. You know, like. I saw your name around, like, flyers, you know, like, I could go see a few gigs and here and there, and I saw your name. At first, I thought it was just, like, you know, just
like
one. Yeah, like, one guy just, you know, just doing acoustic here.
Oh.
But then I started seeing more and more, and then I liked the music.
Cool. Well, you know who's been a big supporter is...
Also,
Frankie Silverleg. Yeah. Shout out to Frankie.
From Peg Leg Love.
Elir from Peg Leg Love. Yeah, we love Peg Leg Love.
He later told me, like, yeah, you should get these guys as well. And I was like, okay, there we go.
These are our buddies. We love Peg Leg Love. Peg Leg Love, everybody.
Yeah. Great. Trav is supposed to drop by here.
Great.
He's running late.
He's tonight? Here? Tonight?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a great YouTube video for Weekend. Peg Leg Love Weekend. It's great.
Yeah. We
played a couple shows with them. We were like, wow, you know, we like you guys, and we just became friends. And
nice.
Yeah.
Nice connection.
Yep. And then we got a few lucky breaks, right? And then we got to play the Echo a bunch of times for people's, like, what do they call those? Monday night residencies or record release parties. And,
right.
And then we played the Satellite and when it was called Spaceland, too. So, we've had some good shows out here.
When is your next gig coming up,
We don't know yet.
We don't have them booked right now.
We don't know.
Kind of
if you're listening.
Yeah, really. Kind of working on the new songs.
Yeah, if you're listening, you can call 1-800-893-9562.
Now, we book a lot of things. You know, things come up fast. You know.
Yeah.
We always have friends that are putting together shows.
And we just did the Piñata Hour show at the Los Globos.
Yeah, Los Globos. Yeah, that was great.
That was a very good show.
There's another one coming on the 24th.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be 5 bands.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good club.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like that place.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that potential. It changes so much, you know. It used to be a little bit different. But
we're kind of rehearsing these new songs, and then we're kind of busy right now focusing on getting these into the studio, so that's like, I can't really think about a lot of other things right now. We're trying to stay focused on that, and then
we're going to be doing a split 7-inch with Peg Leg Love.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing that in March.
In March we're going to record it, so that should be out.
Like 2 songs on each side of us. Yeah,
yeah. So that might come out before any of the other things do.
And then how far you guys want to take it with that? Like, you guys want to have it like everywhere? You guys want to take it to different stores, record stores?
Well, it's going
to
be vinyl, sure. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure.
Origami and Vacation.
Origami will take a couple.
And
they were really nice to us. Origami was great when we first moved here.
Yeah, Origami Vinyl, they throw shows there, like, for the bands that released their,
Neil at Origami, we walked in there and he said, oh, yeah, single, Seasons, Mexican Summer. And we had some with us, so he just took them right from us and sold them. And
gave us a show.
Gave us a show there, nice. And then we went over to Vacation when they were still up on...
you got to remember the other record shop, C-Level?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, used to be there.
Oh, really?
Before it was Origami. It was a bit bigger, too, I think. Yeah, I know.
That was a while.
Yeah, that was a while back, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we got John Comforter. We're going to have Frank LuPaul. He's going to drop a little set, and then we're going to come back to you here in Piñata Hour.
Cool.
That's great.
And also we have Desiree Garcia coming in. She'll be here any minute. Hopefully she makes it. We're going to run out of beers here. All right, this is Lee here, Pina Tower, and this is Frank LeBeau.
Cheerio.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Blast with cars, I'm a curse. You speak, don't start with.
amor yo me muero.
You guys like those endings when you guys make music to you?
Bada boom.
Bullshit.
Like the David Letterman, not the David Letterman ending though.
Huh?
Not the David Letterman ending. Yeah, not the David Letterman ending, but the
what's that
like
name
the
of
Saturday Night
what's
Live ending?
Big time show. Yeah.
Everybody's kissing and hugging at the end.
Yeah. 10 minutes drum roll. So we here at Piñata Tower with John Carpenter.
That's his name. It's his real name.
That's it.
People want to fight it. It's really his name.
Nah.
It's the real thing, folks.
John Carpenter.
That's right.
John Carpenter.
One man.
I like that one.
One vision.
One guitar. One drummer.
And only one woman stands in his way.
Same song over and over.
But no bass player.
Stop it.
We had keyboards for a while.
How was that?
We did, yeah. Well, the
it worked okay. It was a little, almost a little cluttered. We kind of like the Power Trio thing. It kind of slips and slides more like it's got a Hendrix-y vibe when you have three people up there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The keyboards came in on and off for pretty much the duration of the band.
Yeah, they've been there. But for the last 10 months or 9 months, it's been like a power trio. And, you know, you get a lot more like Runaway Train kind of vibe. You know, like it's just a little bit heckle. It gets kind of crazy. It's better that way. Keyboards kind of ground it in a way. You know?
Yeah, it's true. And the new songs don't have a lot of keys, so I felt bad asking the keyboard player to come out from, you know.
Yeah, lugging the keyboard out to play like three songs.
You know, it got down to one tune, you know, and, you know, it's like one note. So, you know, it's asking a lot.
Have you guys gone out on tour lately? Yeah.
No.
No. We did play down in, where did we go, John? What was that show we did?
I can't even remember.
Played with Johnny O'Donnell down in Encinitas?
It was a clam bar down there.
Some kind of sports bar. They were looking at us like we were from Mars. And the guy was like, "You got to turn this down, boys." And we were like, halfway through the set, I don't care.
You guys got to turn that
around. They had like boxing on the wall. The big TVs were like, they were shutting down before. Guys beating the crap out of each other on the screen.
They come to you, so you got to turn it down.
And we were like playing, you know, it was all right. I thought the music went with the boxing, but.
No, we're going to make a concerted effort to do a little bit of traveling when the next set of releases come out.
Sure.
We have to at least get up to San Francisco, and I mean everybody
that's what we like. Yeah.
So
at least out to Whittier.
We've been out to Las Vegas.
We did play out there. We played at the school.
You guys played at Whittier?
We played
at
a college.
At the college, yeah.
Whittier College.
Yeah. Again, you know.
That was a big
lots
night.
Lots of stairs and a keg sitting lonely in the corner. But
how did that work out, though?
Some of the kids liked it. They stuck around. You know, one kid wrote about it, you know.
You guys just don't get it, you know.
What kind of blog, you know.
School newspapers.
Yeah. It was good, though. It was a good show. You know.
That's cool.
Every night's the garden. That's my motto. You got to give it your all. Every night's the garden. Just like Peter Criss used to say in Kiss. Johnny's got some music, though.
So who got that label going for you guys? It says here, it says Noise at the End of the Tunnel.
Oh, the logo, the motto?
It's Geraldine.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Geraldine, my gal. She said, she just wrote that, too, on a comment one night on Facebook. I was like, oh, that's a cool, it's a nice kind of logo or a moniker or whatever. The Noise at the End of the Tunnel. The other one was called, our other slogan for a while was Futility at its Finest. But this one's a little more upbeat. So...
How many songs do you guys have?
Oh, there's 10. You mean recorded or
you mean in
total?
Written
Well, recorded, how many you have? Like 10 or 12?
There's four.
There's nine on the. Nine. There's nine on Fairy Tales Forgotten. There's four on the EP. Yeah. And then there's a single.
It's about 20, I think. Doesn't that make it about 20?
Yeah. We usually do about a 35, 40 minutes. We don't play, you know, we don't like to play too long.
Sometimes
bore
it sets,
people to death, you know?
Yeah, sometimes the sets don't crack a half an hour.
Do you guys practice like every day?
We're real keyed up.
You guys practice every day? Or?
No, we work. And then we practice.
I play guitar. I mean, I'm always, you know.
What do you guys do? What are you guys doing right now?
I work at a studio on the east side, and I do maintenance for my landlord.
Yeah, me too. I do the same thing.
Free rent.
Yeah. Clean the buildings.
Yeah. Clean the building, and then I work at a studio called Bedrock.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Which a lot of people rehearse. A lot of people on the east side go through there and record and rehearse.
Yeah. What's the slogan? Rehearse, relax, record.
Reverse, relax, record. Yeah.
There you go. Free pair of drumsticks, I hope. Something.
I think the Jail Weddings was playing a show there.
Jail Weddings will be playing there at the pinball room upstairs.
Pins and Needles.
They're going to close it down?
Pins and Needles.
Well, that's debatable. And it shouldn't close down because every show they have there is a success. It's just somebody has to take the reins.
We played a very fun night there. It was great.
It's a great room. There. People should come and
visit. Actually sounds great in that pinball room.
How big is it?
It's a big room.
Good size room. What would you call that, John? Like a size of a small restaurant. I mean, it's like huge.
Oh, a small restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, how many? There's like, I would say there's like 25, 30 pinball machines in there.
Mm. Oh, plus the.
Wrapped around the walls, you know?
Okay.
So got some Connect Four in the middle.
Do they actually
people
work?
Playing, oh yeah, they all work. People playing pinball and listening to your music. It's a lot of fun.
What's the capacity in there?
And you can get some cheap alcohol.
That's good promotion.
Boys and girls out
what
there.
What is that?
Oh, you Donny and Marie fans, don't you start talking like that, John?
What other venues have you guys played here around in LA?
The Bootleg Theater, Lake Lounge, Lot One, the Cat Club. We did a whole. And we did the West Side thing with the whiskey, and we played at the Key Club in the lounge.
The Whiskey a go-go, I mean.
I never played the Whiskey.
We got equipment ripped off. We played there once.
Yeah, that was real fun.
Damn.
Yeah, that was kind of, I don't know. That place could be great. I heard it was, you know, it had its heyday. I wish they would start booking bands for real air again. I mean, it would be amazing. But it is the West Side.
HM 157 in Lincoln Heights.
We've played The Smell, right? They call it The Smell?
Yes.
Oh, the HM? It's like a house?
Yeah.
Like,
love that place.
Yeah. We've played different... Oh, and did you... Space...
How you like
Space
the smell?
Space 1520.
Space 1520.
How did you like that smell gig?
The Smell was...
Who did you guys play with? Yeah,
we played twice there. We played with your friends, didn't we? Josh from... did we play with Chinese Stars? Or did we just...
No, we ran into the Chinese Stars there.
Okay. Never mind.
Those are some friends of mine from Providence.
That was a while ago when we first got here, so I can't really remember who we played with. But it was it's a nice size room. It's big.
They had free ice cream.
Kids love it. I think we played an LA record kind of.
Oh, Sixth Street Warehouse in the Half Pipe.
Yeah.
We played Abbot Kinney. The LA record gave us a lot of shows.
But we played another LA record show. We played the Christmas Party, but we also played their. They did something.
Were you guys were in the front cover? No, right?
No, I'm sorry?
A Tyler Ricker?
John had an interview in one of the issues, the 100th anniversary issue or whatever it's called.
I think that's where I saw you guys.
It was a big interview with John.
What year was it? 2010?
Yeah.
And in February of 2010, February of that year, they reviewed Fairy Tales Forgotten, which was really nice. That's how we kind of...
Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, Tyler Ricker's like it was a magazine, and now it's just like a web website.
Yeah, they hand them out. You can get them at Amoeba. And boy, we're plugging everybody tonight.
And if you need a great sandwich, you go.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, it gets handed out around record shops and stuff. You can pick up the LA record. It's they do interviews.
They're still printing.
Yeah, it's in print too.
It's growing. Yeah, it's grown quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember.
And
they're all nice people there. They really. When we first got here again, they reviewed the album, and that's how we got to meet a lot of people. So they were like a nice group of people to meet.
So we're gonna we got four tracks here. We're gonna do maybe an acoustic. That's gonna be. I mean, you're gonna play live too, right?
Yeah. I'll probably play some songs.
So we're gonna go ahead and play. The first song is named "One for Me."
Yeah, that's from the EP.
Yeah. Which one? What's the name of the EP?
Possibilities.
Right. You have that on your website? People can go there.
Oh, yeah, we have a Bandcamp. What's the Bandcamp address, John?
Well, if you just go to ilistentojohn.com, you have all the links there.
There you go. Yeah. There's an iTunes link there, too, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of links.
Yeah, you can go to Piñata Hour, too. You see there, I have a link for you. Yeah.
There you go.
Chick-a-brow.
Click on the technology is not going down.
Not tonight.
It's here to stay, man.
Ain't going
to
be censored.
You don't go on strike.
All right, so this is one for me.
One for you.
Welcome to Piñata Hour. This is Lee, and we got Frank LePaul on the set. And we have John Carpenter.
John Carpenter returns for one night.
Hey, last night I was watching a crazy ass movie. It was called Centipede Woman.
Centipede Woman.
Yeah, it was like a
porn.
So weird. But this doctor that connects three humans.
I know which one you're talking about.
What a horrible movie.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen flashes of that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
in the streets in New York. You've seen it. Right. See flashes of that too.
Amazing
in the subway.
Movie. I mean,
in my
really
apartment
like,
building.
I was fucking glued to the screen. I was like, wow, what a crazy movie.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
I know, huh? A lot of shit.
A lot of pus.
Have you guys seen it?
It's the human centipede.
Yeah.
You know they have a part two now.
No way,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta see.
You gotta look it up. Now it's like supposed to be like 10 people or something.
And that actor on that movie is so creepy, man.
Yeah, it's creepy, dude.
Fuck.
German.
Yeah. Anyways.
Germans can be creepy, right? In that kind of role.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Germans, I don't know. Are you guys Germans?
I'm a quarter German.
Are you a quarter of German? What is the rest? Mexican?
I'm French, French, Italian, Irish, German, and some of that's Czech, but I mean, that's close.
Man, you got all the Europe.
John's, your lineage can be traced back to the classical composer, right? Handel? Isn't that true?
Hey. Yeah, he's a
amazing
distant relative. We never had a chance
John
to spend much time together.
Right,
what about you, my friend? Are you?
I'm 100% Italian.
You're Italian. You talk more than him.
Oh,
so you're Italian.
You're Sicilian, though. Aren't you Sicilian?
Oh, Sicilian.
No. Maybe like an eighth Sicilian.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What about you, Lee?
Me, I'm like a quarter Korean.
Yeah.
Quarter African, maybe.
A little bit of gypsy.
Quarter of a little bit of I don't know.
A little bit of
some pinata.
Spartan.
It's a hell of a pinata.
Like a Spartan, maybe.
And a quarter, Spartan.
Yeah, it's Spartan. No. And then a quarter of Moses, maybe.
The man is biblical.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ancient lineage.
Do you guys believe in religion?
What about you, John?
What about you, John?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I had some people on the street coming to me, and they were talking to me about religion today.
Oh, today?
Oh, yeah. Really, really interesting.
Jehovah Witness?
No. They were Mormons, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Jehovah Witness are the best. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Knock, knocking on your door.
They
like,
won't
listen,
go away.
Yeah, and I'm not...
They really do that? Because I've seen them now, like, everywhere now.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Every Sunday they show up.
So anyways, go back to John Carpenter. That tracks that we just play, Nothing Is Wasted. That's one of my favorite songs.
That's cool. From the... Yeah. Thanks, Lee. That's from the album Fairy Tales Forgotten.
Is that song... Is it new? How old is it?
That's the album from 2010. It's been a while since we recorded. We have a single, like an instrumental right now that's on the this thing called the Western Canon. It's a collective of songwriters.
Right.
You can get it on Facebook, the Western Canon, or you can go to Tumblr. They have a Tumblr page, and it's basically like six artists right now have about six songs, right? And there's a theme every month.
For the first program, yeah.
And there's a theme every month, and this one was going back a century to 1912. So we did an instrumental version of a Rachmaninoff vocal piece, and John arranged it. And it sounds really cool. It's like surf version of like a... surf version of like a classical piece, and so that's on the Western Canon right now.
Hey, John, how long? What age did you start singing? Because you have a great voice, dude.
Thanks, Lee. I think I started. I really started singing maybe when I was 15 or 16.
15 or 16.
And maybe shortly after I started playing guitar.
Right.
And I just started forming bands with friends, and somebody had to sing. I played.
How many bands? How many bands did you have?
Well, and in high school and middle school, I had friends all over town that were picking up instruments, so we'd always play parties and things like that.
And I played drums in a band for a while, and then...
That's right. Wow, I forgot about that.
You
told
me
that.
And then, you know, I just started writing songs, and
I gotta give me a bass. I wanna play bass sometimes.
It's the best.
You know how to slap it, or what?
Yeah, I can slap it. I can...
Didn't you play bass? What? You played bass in a band,
too. You can slap it, right?
Slap it.
Yeah. Yeah, I played bass in my first real go at a band was with.
I like how Frank says slap it. Say it, Frank, slap it again.
Slap it.
Ooh, yeah.
Just slap it.
Slap it, baby.
You know, slap it like Fleet, man.
Slap it.
Slap on, slap off.
Oh, shit. We got Des in the house. She's, where's she at? There you go. Look at her. Look at her go. Look at her go. What? Hey, put that shit down, boy. What are you doing?
Mitchell.
He's going to come through and kick my ass.
Mitchell's here. Mitchell invited us. We played at the Five Star with Mitchell. That's another place
we played
downtown.
The Five Star with Mitchell.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. I saw a couple of videos. He's been putting up some good stuff.
Backseat Bango.
He got that for Christmas. Nice.
The camera or the shirt?
The camera. Look at that shit. Awesome. Anyway, so we're going to... go on a break. We're going to have Frank LaPaul enlighten us with his great-ass taste.
El música.
So you're going to play the Echo, right, on February? It's like a...
February the 15th, Wednesday. We're going to have Las Cafeteras.
Nice.
Apparently they're coming out with a new album.
Well, yeah. Hopefully they come through. They I would like to have them here, yeah, talk to them. And it sounds like a fun band to interview.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a great band.
So we're going to do that, and then we're going to come back with John Carpenter.
John Carpenter.
One guitar.
One man.
John's going to play a couple of tunes.
Oh. God damn it.
Take it away, Frank.
Yeah, so Frank is going to do his set, and then we're going to come back with John Carpenter here at Piñata Hour. He's going to have a live set, and we're going to have also Des in the house.
All right.
Diggity.
guitar and ambitions alone. That resentment rides high, but emotions will grow. And we're changing our ways, taking different roads. And love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again.
Yeah, we're back here at Piñata Hour. Frank, that was a nice set, by the way, man.
Gracias.
What was the name of the song you just played right
now? That was Zoe Memorex.
Also in the studio, I have Des. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Good, good.
Great, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I love your shoes.
Thank you.
You know, forget about that guy, Cholo Carlos. He's a loser. You don't have to listen to the guy. His shoes really look beautiful.
He's just jealous because I know he really wants these shoes.
I would like to see him. I can hear him laughing.
I'm pretty sure I could get him to put them on.
Also got Travis in the house. He's sitting there. What's up, dude?
Hello.
How was the fishing?
The what?
The fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, it looks like you just come back from fishing. No, you'll be like, yeah, where's the caveman?
The caveman.
Yeah.
I even combed my beard for the show.
Damn. Got you.
This is how I do it.
It's the hipster hobo chic. I see more than a couple beards in here tonight.
I'd have one if I could grow one. John Carpenter.
John Carpenter. Okay, we're back here with John. He's going to do a live set here. What are you gonna do for us?
I'm gonna play a song off of what will be the next album. It's nice. Called "Help Me Lose My Way Tonight."
All right. So this is John Carpenter. This is a live set here at Piñata Hour.
When I cross the river with a heavy blanket roll, I took nobody with me, not a
Tonight. Beautiful. It's really nice. But what was the name of the song again?
It's called Help Me Lose My Way Tonight.
All right. I think I'm doing that for my friends here tonight.
Right? Yeah. Right there with you.
Amen to that, brother. So we also have Daisy in the studio. Hey, girl. Hey.
What's up?
Much. So John Carpenter is kind of, what do you think of him?
Awesome. I've never heard him before, so this was a...
What?
Nice, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know. I'm out of all, what? I'm in the Redwood bubble,
you're always,
man.
Booking a lot of bands everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, what also, what are you going to play for us now?
I'll do something off the EP Possibilities. It's called Without a Sound.
Songs you want to play, or
sure, I can do another one.
All right, sounds like people want one more, so we're gonna go ahead and do one more. This is John Carpenter here, Piñata Hour.
She didn't look as pretty as some others that I've known. She wasn't good at conversation when we were alone. But she had a way of making me believe that I belonged. It felt like coming home when I found her. Seems so proud of me, just walking, holding hands. She never thought that money was the measure of a man. We seemed to fit together, she fell into my arms. It felt like coming home. She brightened up the day like the earth. worthwhile. It's the closest thing to living that I think I'll ever know. It felt like coming home when I loved her. Some of us are bound to cast our fortunes to the wind.
Chris Christopherson tune.
What's the name of that song again?
It's called When I Loved Her. That's the first song I ever learned on guitar, and I've just been singing it forever. Beautiful. My dad taught me that on guitar, and you know, he'd always play around the house. He'd always play a few songs, and that was one of them.
That's a beautiful song, man.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I can't wait to get the podcast going and play it again.
Cry.
Chris Christopherson songs.
Yeah.
Llorar. Yeah.
Well, thanks. All right, for letting me sing a few.
Thank you guys. Thank you for coming down to the show. That's a really nice
set.
Letting
us rap with you. Rap.
Yeah, it's been a real nice time here.
Yeah, man.
A lot of
great songs. Great songs. Do you guys have a?
Now I'm gonna have a beer.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
I listen to John.com. There you go. Bye, everybody.
John Carpenter.
I should introduce you guys next time.
Yeah. You can definitely reach me personally by email.
Not with us, death. Got that?
Yeah.
Death. And precious.
So, okay. So now you're a blonde now. I like that.
It's working out.
Have you ever had a blonde before? Or?
I've never been blonde before, so.
Have you ever felt like a blonde?
All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always have blonde moments.
How does that? I never had one, so.
I don't know. It just happens. It's like, and then it's blonde. It's like,
I probably had like a chola moment, maybe.
Chola moment?
I had a chola moment, but
you
never
went all chola on someone?
Not on someone, but.
In general?
On myself, maybe.
You're like, oh my God. Like that?
I was watching on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this video about Rocachulas. You seen those documentaries?
No.
Rocachulas? Yeah.
Rocachula. Like Chola Rockers? Or?
Yeah, but it's like a clothing line, and they do car shows. What? And
oh, that's cool.
I thought you...
No.
Yeah, I think they're like into a ska and...
Oh, really?
The
I gotta check that out.
Betty Page or Page. Something like that. One of those girls with that.
Kind of like psychobilly.
Yeah, have that. Yeah, right. I see it on it. But anyways, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
So what's up? I noticed you've been doing a lot of shows out here in the lake lately.
Yeah, been doing a lot of stuff for Redwood, which has been fucking awesome.
Right.
Something but fun, you know.
Right.
You guys are like family, so nice. I don't really feel like I'm going in to go and like, you know, bust my ass. I already feel like I'm gonna. Hey, come check this show out because you're gonna like it.
Right. Yeah,
putting on a lot of good stuff.
And all those out of all the bands you have seen like for all these years, well, how long have you been booking there?
Fuck. Well, I'm booking there maybe about.
Well, you've been doing these shows for a while, but like.
Yeah, I think promoting probably about coming up on like 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was doing Tease Bowl before. I was old enough to even be in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think I put on my first show with you guys, and that was one of my first shows with that crazy six band bill that I used
to. I also have Travis here to your left.
Oh, yeah. What's up, dude? Travis is here, too.
Yo.
Are you all right, my friend?
Well.
Yeah.
He's relaxing.
All things considered, yeah. I'm all right.
All things considered. Nice. So how many shows do you have at the Redwood right now?
Basically, it depends on the show. Yeah, but pretty much promoting for it about 7 days a week. So.
In 2011, like, what band... Can you name maybe your...
A couple bands from 2011.
Yeah, five bands, maybe. Maybe I could look here and on YouTube and play, maybe.
Well,
or if you have five favorite bands that you've been listening to it, know that you have to go see or they're from the scene.
Okay.
I don't know, whatever. You can mix it up, but like...
Well, if there's one that you need to hear, and her name is Izzy Cox, and she's actually playing my birthday at Redwood on January 28th, and she's the murder ballad queen. And, she's just fucking...
It's a band? How many pieces?
She's a one-woman band. She plays acoustic guitar, but like she is... you should go to... Let's see. Killer from Hawaii is really good.
Really?
And she has kind of like a really rootsy feel.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a pick. Let's hear it. This is Izzy Cox live here. And it's playing... the name of the song is Killer from Hawaii. Izzy Cox, they're going to be coming down to your birthday party?
Yeah, she's coming from Austin to play.
So I'm looking here at the video and I have a girl, she is slapping the bass. That's what I call slapping.
She's slapping it.
Yeah.
She's not in the regular lineup. I know she's just in that video. But Izzy Cox is the one playing the banjo.
Right.
Singing in that one. And she's from Austin, Texas. And she is the murder ballad queen.
Is she touring?
She is touring. She's doing a West Coast tour. My birthday is one of the stops along that way.
Nice.
Then I'm going to go up to...
When is that going to be?
It's going to be January 28th. So not coming Saturday, but the Saturday after that. And $7. Sean and Xander are playing. Lightning Woodcock. Fart Barf.
Yes. Oh, Fart Barf.
Fart Barf.
Ooh. I've seen those guys, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love them so much.
You never seen them?
I've never seen them.
They're crazy.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, they're going to put up a show for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm stoked, dude. Like,
they're from Pedro, I think. Yeah, I think so.
They're fucking amazing. And I just, that's just going to be, it's going to be awesome. My birthday is going to be epic.
Wait, you've never seen Fart Barf before?
No.
I haven't seen them either. I just like the name.
Fart Barf.
They're like...
Describes two things.
Let me see.
I've done it once.
It's like, I think the way Bill Woodcock kind of described it, he's like, they're like Devo with disco beats. And then I think that like Devo with disco beats meets like Peaches. And then they have a baby and that baby has like a robot voice. And that's kind of
yeah. I like how you put in it.
So Fart Barf is really, really cool.
Yeah, we got to look into those guys right now.
Yeah.
So what else you been doing lately?
Booking, writing, what else? Photography. Just mostly been at the Redwood the past couple months. I've kind of
been taking care of you?
Oh, yeah. I love that place. It's like my second home. It's actually kind of like my first home because I think I'm there more than at my actual apartment.
Are you bartending there now?
I did New Year's, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
New Year's was fun.
You did some bartending?
Yeah.
No way.
I think we might open up the back bar and just make it like a little speakeasy, like no bands. You just have to know a password to get in. It's like the backstage area.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to be exclusive.
Don't forget to email it to me when you...
Yeah, so I don't know if or when that's going to happen, but it's in the talks. Who knows?
Hey, Travis, you think you can reach down the magic black box over there?
Yeah.
One of those...
Pandora's box.
Black and Decker.
So I've been hanging out at Redwood. Dangerously Sleazy is getting back together.
Dangerously Sleazy?
Yes.
Sleazy.
The Sleazy crew is getting back together, so we're going to go and try to shake things up.
Sounds like you broke a bone.
I fell off my...
Yeah. Other than that, let me see. Yeah, we're playing on my birthday, actually, at the new Beauty is Pain spot on Hoover.
Oh, the new spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's a 1,200 square feet
dude,
place.
It's
BYOB.
Where Hoover and Beverly kind of like, you know, that little like corner building.
Okay.
It's like almost kind of residential, but it's
like Los Globos.
Like, where Silver Lake ends and Hollywood kind of starts.
You know how Los Globos is split? You know, it's like right, like, just like that.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's big. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we got Henry in the house. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Got a lot of beards.
Yeah.
I feel naked.
I feel like I'm at a retreat and I need some...
Happy at the hour.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking...
It's the devil's juice.
Maybe.
Gin and juice.
They should sponsor me, man.
Shit.
The way I pump up Jägermeister, they should sponsor me.
I'm sponsored by Ski Red Studios. Yeah. If you guys listening to the show, you know, there's like maybe two callers or maybe two listeners. Sorry. You can call 1-800-893-9562. We also do taxes.
We do?
Yeah.
Cool. My taxes done.
To get you a good tax return.
The hell? You have to work to have taxes, don't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I do.
Let's see. So, yeah. Sleazy's getting back together. That'll be fun.
You make the face. I like it.
It's a happy face. Shut up.
Oh, yeah?
That's an excited face. I'm really excited to start planning.
All right. Happy face on that.
I miss getting out there and just going and losing it on a fucking... You know, instrument.
Right.
Had like one awesome gig with the Cuckoo Cuckoos, the KKK. So
I got Barf out here. What are you trying?
Fart,
you
know, Barf. Hooks is a good song. You should play that one. The first one.
All right. Let's go ahead and hit that one.
I'm excited. I haven't heard this before.
All right. So we're going to play Hooks here, Piñata Hour. This is this.
We have a caller.
All right. Go ahead, caller. What's up? Who's this?
My name is Christopher Nunez, and I'm from Baldwin Park.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
What's up, Christopher?
I'm very well. I was actually calling to speak to Des.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
I'm doing very well, man. How are you?
Good. How's the weather in Baldwin Park right now?
Well, the weather is pretty... It's pretty warm.
It's warm?
Yeah, it's warm everywhere.
I mean, it's 40 degrees outside, but I got...
You got a nice booze jacket going on.
Sounds like a party over there.
Your booze jacket.
I hear that it's your birthday.
It's coming up.
Right?
It's coming up. It's next week, but we're starting the celebrations
last
week.
We said it right now.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Turning 18 years old.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Well, if that's the case, maybe 21.
22?
I'm going to be 24.
24.
Lucky.
So old. I know. I already invested in some nice, like, good face cream so that I can start doing the pre-work on the wrinkles and shit. Cause
stay away from the sun.
It's like you turn a corner, I hear, and it's like, boom, it's just done, you know.
Blown out.
So I don't want it, I don't want that to happen to me. We're doing preventative work.
Just rub mayonnaise.
So what's the name of the color? What's the color
it
name?
Works.
Something like that.
So we still have the color online.
Oh yeah, I'm right here. I'm sorry about that. I totally forgot I was on the phone.
Sounds like a party over there.
Yeah,
like a,
somebody's having fun.
Yeah.
My name is Christopher Nunez.
I actually know Chris. He's a really, really wonderful designer. I've seen a couple of his shows.
And yeah, yeah.
They were nothing short of awesome. Nothing short of awesome. You should commission him for some kind
of
outfit.
He also has great, I heard he has great models, too.
Oh, his models are sexy, man.
Yeah, right?
Maybe we could make him a model. Or
yeah.
Add him to the group of talent we got. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so, Dez.
Yes.
Haven't seen you in a while. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been busy and running around and, you know.
I heard you were a man.
I know you've been too.
You know, I hear Chola Car Wash in the background and just tell him that he's going to get a fucking very nice high heel up his ass shortly. I'm going to hunt you down, Cholo. I know where you live.
I heard you keep standing up.
He just comes in out of nowhere.
Actually, you know what? I think this is the first I've ever heard him speak on the radio, so.
Yeah, he's been around.
I know your
he
real
came
name.
Down a couple times.
Hey, Cholo, I know your real name, okay? I know your real name. Yeah, yeah. Silence. Silence. There we go. There we go.
R2D2.
Don't trip.
Say no, no.
R2.
Crazy. All right, so we're gonna hear.
Yeah, play some fart barf.
Yeah, yeah.
Fart barf.
If barf. That's a crazy
sound. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Pardon me. We'll be right back.
I was thinking of?
What?
The Terminator movie, the first one. It's going through my head while this is playing.
Isn't this awesome?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this live.
Sticking it.
I wanna, when I get home, I want to watch Tron.
Usually like... Yeah.
What do they call it again?
Fart barf. One word. Fart barf.
Fart barf.
Hey, so
I plan on doing at least one of those things on my birthday.
Who else do you have in mind on the show?
Even if it is, who cares? It's my birthday. I can fart if I want to.
I prefer toot.
Girls fart.
Is that a song?
Girls fart. They do
girls
that.
Fart. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
A lot.
Queef. Whatever.
If I want to.
You would queef too.
Yeah.
That should be a song. That should totally be a song.
Like a nair.
So Fart Barf is playing. Sean and Xander are playing.
Song?
Sean and Xander.
Are they on...
They have to be. Yeah, Sean and Xander.
They probably have a million videos up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
I'll tell you which one.
They're awesome.
Are they here on this page?
Yeah, that one. Okay, there we go.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So they're playing, and I'm really stoked about that. I love...
Oh, where's the music at? Oh, here we go. We're going to get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it two-piece or...?
It's a two-piece. It's acoustic. So I got a couple two-pieces going on that night. We got Lightning Woodcock and the Bad Motherfuckers. We got Piss Broke Rebels. We're going to open up the show. And we have... Fart Barf.
Are you going to have a Cholo Car Wash too?
Oh, and Cholo Car Wash. Yeah, I'm sorry. Cholo Car Wash is going to be DJing between all the sets. There he is. Okay, he's not flipping me off anymore.
Yeah. Little boy. He's going to get it tonight.
He's not on the flyer, but he will be there.
He's a... Okay, so this is Sean. And how the saints.
Sometimes even losers win. Another stolen retail blow. And over the light, don't shine through fear. Come on down, Jesus, I'm here.
Party too, right?
Yeah, that's they're awesome. Playing, dude. I'm so excited. You have no idea.
And these guys are from LA. That's
all my favorite bands playing. You know, a couple that couldn't make it, Stab City, and you know.
It's kind of sold out. I think it's gonna sold out.
I don't know. I think we'll get pretty close to capacity.
Guest list.
It's my birthday, you know.
So with the VIP.
What happened at my last birthday? Oh yeah, we had the party, the Guess toga list. Party, dude. Were you at the toga party last
toga.
Year?
Toga.
I know Travis was.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if he remembers being there, but he was definitely there.
Dude, me and Brando fucking walked from your
you
place.
You guys won best couple that night. The unofficial best couple costume.
We walked, we walked from your place to fucking Burrito King in our togas and stood there.
And they had some like revealing togas on, man. Oh, when Travis's was like backless.
Bitches.
And Brando's was like a halter.
Oh, man.
They were really like, they fucking totally went all out for it. It was so awesome.
Brando was sitting at Burrito King flashing traffic.
Dude, how come we don't have pictures of that?
Wow.
There's pictures out there. I just don't.
Oh,
I think
online.
Yeah, they're online. I'm sure they are.
I swear to God, I'm sober in these pictures.
And it's so funny, man. It was a great party. It was like raining. We were supposed to have Lightning Woodcock and Barrio Tiger play that night. And because it rained, we couldn't have any bands. So it was at the Echo Park crash pad with Liz when I lived over there. Yeah, dude. And so it's raining, right? And we live on this crazy steep hill. But that doesn't stop 150 people coming through and packing our small little house. And it was just nuts. And I remember at one point just like going in my room and just kind of falling asleep. We had a whole, you know, those Das Boot things from Red Lion? We had one of those filled with Jaeger. At all times.
Oh, I have a picture with that.
Yeah. No, there's a pictures of the Jaeger boot, and it's like at different levels of
that
it.
That was fun.
Wow. It was a really fun birthday, though. So, but I think this year we'll definitely top that.
Really?
Yeah. You know how I like to go all out on my
guest list.
Guest list. Hit me up.
Yeah.
I'll make a deal.
Hey, here at Piñata Hall, we still got here John Carpenter. So he doesn't have no other gig, right?
John Carpenter.
Now we're done.
Come on.
Carpenters.
It's not,
the last performance
it's not plural,
ever tonight.
Lee, God damn it. Singular.
I know.
John Carpenter.
No, I want a job here doing the weather every week.
Yeah, we need the weather.
We
guy.
Need to talk about
traffic.
Let's hear
I could do
audition.
The news. I could do the news. The guy, you know.
I would actually listen to you guys. I think it would be
there was a head found in a bag, the Hollywood sign. Did you hear about that? It's for real.
Yeah, they found the hands, too.
They found the hands.
Yeah.
And 1 foot. Not two.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there was a dog. These women were walking their dogs, and the dogs were playing with his bag.
Bag, it's fucking him.
The women looked over at the bag, and
that
they
is
were
actually
like, hey, no.
What would you do? What would you be your first reaction if you see?
I would run like hell. Like, no, it's fake.
That ain't no squishy in that bag.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You put me up.
Fuck.
You fart.
What do you have to do to
get then barf.
And then barf. Yeah, and fart.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I was so scared or excited.
Well, you'd pass out first. Then you wake up and you in your own a puddle of your own barf, and then you'd fart, and then you'd pass out again. Then you'd maybe like try to find your smartphone and call somebody.
I hope to never find a severed head phone. Behind the Hollywood sign. That sounds terrible.
You'd take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
You'd barf while you're trying to call on the phone, so you'd throw up.
I would check into the barf area behind the Hollywood sign and then tag the severed head.
What? How many enemies do you have to make in life to wind up with yourself with your head in a bag near the Hollywood sign? What happened? What did you do?
What did you go wrong?
Yeah, what did you do?
Who did you piss off?
Who did you?
A man in his 40s. that's what they estimated by his head.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What did they do? Count the rings?
I don't know. Like a redwood tree.
Unbelievable.
I looked at the hairline.
There you go.
Hey, some people go bald very early.
That's true.
You're fortunate. You guys have great hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Not for long.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You know, I remember when I went to South by Southwest. Are you going to South by Southwest this year?
Weren't there a couple of heads in the bag?
For me?
No, there was a couple. There was more than a couple that year. No? Yeah, I think I'm going to go this year.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to go to have fun, though. I think I'm going to go have my Hunter Thompson experience there.
These are great times.
Why? Because you usually go there to work and stuff?
Well, the year I went with Bastidas, I went there to go cover it. And I did my research ahead of time. We found all these crazy free parties with open bar.
That's
the key word.
We like snuck in. It was just nuts, man. We were drinking like crazy. It was ridiculous. And
it was a good time.
Yeah, Bastidas. When are you guys playing again?
Let me see. This is one way I can remember.
Jaeger, who's taking a swig right now.
There's the camera.
This is how I remember.
Well, wait, you can go back.
Every day.
But let me flash back to Austin.
Yeah.
Cough syrup.
Come back.
No, time. Carrying the amps and then the freezing fucking cold the day that Guar
I remember
played.
It took us like 2 hours to get a cab.
And then,
more than that, maybe.
What was his name? He had a name. And he was playing hip hop.
Oh, yeah, that was the shadow guy.
Kevin. It was Kevin. Yeah, because yeah. I think he's still on my phone as Kevin from Austin. And I always wonder, like, who the fuck is this? And I think, oh, it's Kevin.
Yeah, he's great, dude. He was
the
down.
Homie. Yeah, Sonia, I remember. That was fun. Like, he would blast hip hop, and like, we'd all be wasted. So we're all dancing. There's like 8 of us in the car dancing to some crazy hip hop we've never heard before. And it's just, it was so much fun.
I did, though. Some of that, I did. I really like it.
Yeah.
Little Troy, Wanna Be a Baller.
Let's hear some Busty Us, man.
Wait, so we have a caller. It's a little Travis record.
We have a caller, people. What's going on? Who's this?
Hello, you're on the air.
It's a guy you call it head to bag.
Yes. All right, well, fuck you then.
Now he's gonna go fucking hang
himself.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's not the first time I've been hung up on today.
That happens. Move on.
Yeah, whatever. So let's hear some Busty Us, man.
I want to hear some old school stuff.
I want to hear like Hugh.
You want to hear
Hugh? You have Hugh. Cue that up.
Okay, no, let me
it's
get
not,
the...
it's not. It doesn't have over 5,000 hits on YouTube. No. No, it does. I think it does.
Okay, so are we ready? Yeah.
Yeah, your porn video did really good.
Hell yeah. Play the video so I can watch it. Oh, there
we go. See that.
Here, up in your
tower. Your host, Lee.
This is your host, Lee's. And
and your sound girl, Sonia's.
Yeah.
And your
nailed
guest,
it.
Our bartender, guest. Henry.
And your barrio tiger.
Yeah, he's a bartender. barrio tiger. Mm-hmm. Nice. Jimmy. I want to thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you for having us, man. Thanks
for coming down. Now, John. Carpenter.
Thanks, Lee.
John Carpenter.
Lee. This is the greatest night of my life, Lee.
Really?
Yes.
Nice, man.
Wow. Nice. I can't even have a drink. And he's
knuckles. I want to thank everybody
for
coming
John
down
says
too.
That every time he sits down. It's like a good meal.
This is the greatest night of my life.
My girlfriend made him soup. He was like, this is the greatest night of my life.
Doesn't take much, you know, but.
Yeah.
You hear that, ladies? It's easy.
But it was a good night. I had a great night. Yes. Okay. So, yeah, here we go. All right. Thanks for having us.
Listen, I live at.
The back door
show.
Is open.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, that's it. You're fired.
See what happens you're when you're swallowing a blood. Your fucking property gets destructed.
Look what you did to that.
I'm sorry.
I want to thank for everybody that came down. That's pretty cool. You guys came down. I want to thank Jeremy for coming down.
Yeah.
Big chain. I want to thank the Flintstones. I don't know. Whatever. All right, so we're going to go out with Frank LuPaul. We're going to end this episode with...
Una canción.
Yeah. Go to the Redwood.
Yeah. Go to Redwood, January. Also, go to Los Globos.
Play some Richard
Yeah, when
Ballas.
Is that?
Los Globos is going to be on January the 24th. Yes. The January the 24th at Los Globos.
With who?
It's going to be Fantastica, the Electra, Animals and Coke.
Cool.
Yeah, who else is going to be
I want to thank that caller, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The hangout.
Chris was so awesome. Thank you for calling in, Chris. I hope you're still listening.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I hope they find your head in a bag.
No. Also, Machine Fang is going to play Purple.
Oh, Machine right. Fang.
Purple
awesome.
Crush.
They're on records.
Fantastica, the Electrica, and Animals and Coke, and Frank LuPaul. Are you going to come down, Frank? Yeah?
See?
Yeah. Orale.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to spin a little bit, couple of music, and I want to thank everybody for coming down, and we see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Adios.
Later.
Fart barf.